Well, so we're continuing the Kitzer. Today is in Siman Kof Mem Aleph, chapter 141, Hilchos Megillah. Mishenichlas Adam Arbe Misimcho. When the month of Adar arrives, we amplify our simcho, we amplify our joy. V'yisrael sheyesh lo din u'dvar mim akom yishbot ima b'chodesh zeh. To the point that if a person has a court case with a non-Jew, we should try to adjudicate it this month, because this is a good month for Mazel, for Jews. Why? What happened? So in Sif Beis, Pimei Mordechai, Ve'esra Nikola, Yehudim, Mishlosh, Asal, Chodesh, Adar, La'amod, Al Nafsham, Ulina, Kamei, Be'em. On the 13th of Adar, Mordechai and Esther gathered the Jews together to go out and fight for their lives. So what happened? And they needed, obviously, Hashem's help to help them fight the battle. So remember, the kids are right, quoting the Mechilta, that historically when Jews would go to war, they would fast. They would fast as a way of supplicating for divine intervention and divine assistance. We find this the first time by Moshe Rabbeinu when he went to war with Amalek. And he fasted on that day. V'imkin mistama, as God may Mordechai v'estres anabiyom yud gimel adar. V'lachayin kiblu aleim kol Yisrael yom zeh l'tainis sibor v'nikris Tainus Esther. So therefore, Bepashtos, when our ancestors were going out to war against Haman, against the enemies of the Jewish people, they fasted on the 13th of Adar. So the ideal here is Tanis Sibor. Interestingly enough, the Kitzurites is that since the Jews went to war, again, because remember, we know this right from the Megillah, that Achashverosh could not rescind the decree that he made. So instead, he gave the Jews the ability to defend themselves. So when Pashtos, on a simple level, again, historically, if Jews fasted when they went to war, so therefore, again, that fast in preparation for the war was the 13th of Adar, what we call Tanis Esther. But this fast, however, again, is not as strict as other fasts, and therefore, again, a woman who's nursing or pregnant, or even just someone who's just generally not feeling well, even just a headache, doesn't have to fast. V'chein yoledes kol lam yom, woman who has given birth within 30 days. V'chein chasen b'sof shivim me'amishtes shalo inen tzrichin lesanos, or chasen and kala within sheva brachas, don't have to fast. So this is important. In other words, as important as Tanis Esther is, he just want to point out over here, interestingly enough, the Kitzur says that the Megillah doesn't say explicitly that they fasted on the 13th of Adar. Rather, what the Kitzur says is it's assumed or understood that they fasted in preparation for war, as historically that's what Jews did. But because this is not a rabbinically mandated fast, or even though it is a rabbinic fast, but it's not as strict as the other fasts, and therefore halacha l'maisa, even if someone is just mildly uncomfortable or ill, they don't have to fast. He goes on, but in general, everyone else should fast in Tanis Esther. Okay, halacha gimel, biyom yud dalid Purim hu. So the 14th of Adar is Purim. V'mchal Purim biyom echad. If Purim falls out, let's say the 14th of Adar falls out on a Sunday, makdimin leis anos biyom hay. V'miyesh az bris mila v'yasu es asuda v'layla. Aval asandik v'aviya ben mutar nechol bayom. V'yitzvichim leis anos biyom vav. Aval adam achar sheshachav v'achol biyom hay yisana biyom vav. This is very interesting. If it happens to be that the 14th of Adar falls out on a Sunday, so obviously, again, Tanis Esther is always the day before Purim. However, again, if Purim is falling out on a Shabbos, we can't fast on that day, and therefore, halacha l'maisa will push the fast to Thursday. Everyone has to fast on Thursday. He points out that there's a bris on that Thursday, they make the Suda Thursday night, but the Sandik and the father of the baby are permitted to eat that entire day. Also, they close an interesting halacha that says that in the event that one, let's say again, if Tanis Esther was pushed, let's say if Purim falls out on a Sunday, Tanis Esther was pushed to a Thursday, and one accidentally ate on Thursday, in that case, they would make up the fast day ultimately again on Friday. All right, have a wonderful day, everyone.